The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jackie Hurley is with me now. Jackie, are you excited?
Oh my God, I am so excited, Kieran. It is just, I don't know if you get a sense of this as well. It's because when you have two teams, both in the hurling and the football, who haven't been there in a while, doesn't it feel a little bit more like a circus than normal? I can't imagine, like, the demand for tickets has been way worse this year than it has in any year I can remember.
Do you know the last time that Kilkenny, Limerick, Kerry or Dublin weren't in the All-Ireland?
Oh, you've got to be going back a long, long time to have all four of them knocked out. What are we talking? Like, it's decades.
2001, I think. Isn't it 2001? So, Meath and Galway were in there, and Tip and Galway. Yeah, so I think, yes, 2001, you've got to go all the way back to 2001. So, there'll be people listening, there'll be people going to the match. There'll be people having pints on the train going to the match who don't even remember, who weren't born in 2001 the last time it happened. It's that long ago.
There'll be people playing at the weekend who don't remember the last time their counties won All-Ireland. You know, like, that's the magic of what has happened. And I think, look, I know even with your own Kilkenny, I think you've watched amazing teams over the number of years. Limerick have been an incredible team. I think there's a bit of a novelty that Cork and Clare are there. And you get a sense of that with the semi-finals. Like you mentioned, there are two different semi-finals, but two unbelievable atmospheres. And there's just such hype about this. So, yeah, it feels like kind of Christmas Eve. And you mentioned the tickets. Like, even for up for the match, we have had thousands of applications. It felt like a toy show. Des Cal is like a child being wrapped up. He's so excited about this. It's going to be great fun.
So tell me, how are you going to maintain your kind of journalistic integrity tonight now and hide the kind of that well-known Cork humility?
Well, I tell you, the first thing I'll be doing is wearing a full suit of red, because anybody that knows Cork people know they don't shy away from it either. And whatever about balance and everything, which when you're doing something like the Sunday game, you absolutely have to do. Des fully wants to embrace the pantomime of up for the match because his mother is from Clare. So he has fully put his colours to the mast. And I said, sure, look, I wouldn't be doing it for my county if I didn't come out in the full red and go for it from there.
So, there's great excitement. And I'm sure, like, when you're speaking to kind of friends and family and everything in Cork, Jackie, as well, I understand the place has gone buck ape.
Oh, it has. Yeah, it really genuinely has. And, like, even my own mother and father are coming up. They don't have tickets yet. I'd say they have rang every person they have ever met or bumped into or done a favour for. There's just been all of that. The trains have all been booked out. The hotels are all been booked out. I think because the Jubilee team are being celebrated this weekend as well, the 99 team, you saw them all getting the suits. There was great crack with the lads trying to pour themselves into their suits while the lads that are playing this time are getting the same suits. And sure, they've all had great crack. But, like, it has genuinely been a carnival atmosphere because I know we were there in 21, but I think you were coming up against the Limerick team where there wasn't too many people felt Cork might win in All-Ireland that year. There seems to be a bit of a difference this year because for Cork and Clare, this is a 50-50 game, whereas maybe it never felt that way against Limerick. That's probably what adds to this occasion, I think.
Yeah, and I think even from a Cork point of view, you know, they've been a bit, I used to kind of slide them, they were kind of like cold fusion, you know, the way they'd say cold fusion is 10 years away and always will be. And there was a sense kind of Cork are the coming team. I was like, I'm getting sick of people telling me Cork are the coming team. They better arrive at some stage. And there's a sense maybe that that's going to happen or possibly happen this weekend. There's huge, huge excitement, obviously, not just in both counties.
There is. And, like, my husband's from Limerick, so I've been listening to them for 5 years. No more than your own team there in Kilkenny when they were on the run for so long and everyone was listening to it. Won't it be great for hurling, Kieran, that we'll have somebody new? That's what I say to people. So whether it's Cork or Clare, I just think it's magic for the game. You listen to the lads talking about the oracle of hurling and how magic it is and the way it's celebrated around the world. You're going to have some colour come Sunday afternoon because, like, Clare haven't won it for 11 years either. Whatever about Cork, 19 years is a very long time. But so is 11 years. And when you've only won four titles, like, go back to the 90s with Dalo and the characters we had in Clare. Clare Hurling has been crying out for something like this as well. So whatever happens on Sunday, I think it's just going to be such a magic celebration.
Absolutely.
You know?
95 is one of the best games I was ever at. He's managed to sneak tickets for that one. Of course, 99, Kilkenny were robbed, which I know you will acknowledge, Jackie, as a...
I was at it, actually.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Kenny were robbed on the day. Oh,
come
my
here.
God.
Did you rob everyone else of enough of them? You have enough of them.
Well, listen, what can people expect tonight? You are giving away tickets, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Look, we'll always, you have to have a few tickets to give people, but we also have some of the great characters of those years. Anthony Daly's going to be on with us. Mark Landers, Dermot the Rock O'Sullivan. Who doesn't want to see a bit of rock on the telly? Davy Fitz is going to be with us. He's always a bit of crack. And then when you think about that 2013 final and how brilliant it was, we've got Podge Collins and Anthony Nash on to celebrate some of their memories as well. So, yeah. And then, look, we thought we had to get the Frank and Walters on after all was belted out in the stadium after the semi-final win. We've got Kilfenora Cayley Band. So we're going to have serious crack in the studio as well. I know that is going to happen for sure.
Yeah, up for the match. It's on tomorrow evening, as always, the evening before the All-Ireland, 9:30 on RT1. You can watch it on the player as well. Jackie Hurley, an absolute pleasure, Jackie. And enjoy up for the match. Enjoy the game and the best of luck in it. If you have entered, let me just remind you, the competition here in News Talk to win those two tickets that we have to give away. Stay listening to this show because calls will be made between now and 7 o'clock. We're going to speak to some of those finalists. We've whittled it down to a shortlist of super fans and we will pick the winner, the person top of that list, before we wrap things up a little bit later. But Henry McKean with me now. Henry has been out and about at HQ, Croke Park, speaking to locals, speaking to publicans, speaking to retailers. Henry, huge sense of occasion there,
Kieran,
too.
Yeah, real, real massive fever pitch, you could say. Like, people are up for the match, not just the telly show, but they're up for the match. And I've got a copy here of the Irish Examiner Sports Special Pullout. I'm going to hand it to you. Great read if you want to have a look at that. And in there, former Cork player Shawnee McGrath said, "All Ireland finals should be about counties going bananas." And they are going bananas. I drove through Cork countryside during the week and there were flags everywhere. And they're making their way up the M7 and the M8 to Dublin as we speak. I got to visit the Big Tree. I met the manager. And I also got to speak to people in the Old Triangle.
So you went to the pubs for the afternoon.
I went to the pubs.
Henry spent the afternoon in the pub.
I met some Dublin GAA fans.
I'm looking very forward to the hurling and I think Cork are going to win.
So we're here in the Old Triangle. The kegs are ready. Everything's ready. Are you ready?
Ready to rock.
You're getting in the mood, you're having a pint.
Yeah.
Will you be watching on Sunday?
Yeah, we wouldn't you?
And what is it you love about the hurling?
Oh, the ball goes so far.
You like the way the ball goes far?
Yeah, it's brilliant. When the ball goes that far, it's unreal. And when they catch it, right, and then when they lose it, then it's not well at all then.
Come on, Cork! Come on, Clare! Cork!
Come on, Dublin!
My name is Nutsu and I'm the Deputy General Manager of the W1 Hotel and the Big Tree Pub. We are ready for the big match on Sunday, hosting the hurling final between Cork and Clare.
And we are here at the Dublin One Hotel and the newly renovated Big Tree Pub, a big GAA pub. You're ready, you've got the food ready, you've got the kegs ready,
yes,
you've got the staff ready.
Yeah, absolutely. We make preparations in advance. We purchased pretty much everything. We had a busy weekend last week and we're expecting this one to be very busy as well.
And your rooms are all sold out?
Yes, well, we nearly at full occupancy.
So there's one or two rooms left?
A few more than that, but I would say they'll be filled up shortly. It won't be too much until we get all of them done. And yeah, so we're quite waiting that regard as well.
You're excited?
Very much so, yes.
All right, that's what a few of the people in the pubs, the patrons of the Old Triangle and the Big Tree have to say. What about the workers, Henry?
Yeah, the workers are getting ready. And this is the thing, hundreds and hundreds of people are trying to get Croke Park ready right now. And all the pubs and the restaurants. I did get to meet the manager, the owner of a convenience store.
So I'm here on the Clonliffe Road at daybreak and we are in the shadow of Croke Park and I'm here with Carl, who owns Daybreak. Are you set up? Are you ready for the crowds?
We are, yeah. Together with my team, we are all excited about Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final between Cork and Clare. We are fully stocked with everything you require, from hot deli, cold deli.
Everything?
Everything. Teas, coffees, minerals, waters, you name it. Confectionery and crisps, we have the whole lot. So whatever you need, we have it along with a friendly staff and a buzzing atmosphere. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday.
And do you have HB Magnum?
Oh, we have them all.
Magnums?
We do have HB Magnums, yes. And the other ones that you want as well.
And chicken fillet rolls?
Chicken fillet rolls, breakfast rolls, sausage rolls. You name it, the hot deli will be stocked out.
And the crowds will come in, won't they?
Oh,
you're ready for them.
Yes, they'll be queuing at the door for us. Easier to get in here than it will be to Croke Park.
So you're out here with your beautiful horse and carriage. What does the hurling final mean to you?
You get an extra few pounds on the weekend, bringing people back and forward. It's great for Dublin to bring money to Dublin.
And what's the name of your horse?
Teddy.
Keddie was making a bit of a racket there.
Yeah, sure. He's only coming out. He's fresh.
I'm having a chat with the local postman. Can you feel that vibe yet? Can you feel that?
It's starting to build now. Give it a day or two before the match now. It'll be crazy around here. So that's the way it kicks off usually. A few days, quietly, and then it all goes nuts.
And then it really explodes.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't want to be around here on that day now. I'll be too busy because I've no ticket.
You've no ticket?
I've no ticket. I need to get a ticket. Tell them they should be giving their local postman a ticket, please. Thanks very much.
So you work in Croke Park. What are you doing there?
We do, yeah. Sit behind the bars and getting it ready.
So are you ready?
Yeah, we're getting there.
So it's non-stop?
Yeah, it's constant.
And you're expecting a crowd of, what, 82, 83,000?
Full house, yeah.
Yeah, full house.
And who are the best behaved fans?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Is it the Cork fans or is it the Clare fans?
A bit of both.
So it's all go?
Yes, it definitely is.
Getting Croker ready?
Yep.
It is.
What's good?
Good you times. Like it. What's the best thing about the vibe, the crack, the build-up?
I just having a laugh at everyone and everyone's in good form and, yeah.
And you've
makes
got to
our
be
day
ready.
Go quicker. And then in Monday to clean it all back up to do it for next week.
Henry, did you hear about the Cork man with low self-esteem?
Go on.
He thought he was as good as everyone else.
Oh,
very good. John in Cork as well. Cork man says, only 6 different counties have won the All-Ireland Hurling Final in the last 25 years and only 13 have won it ever. So please go easy about the somebody new. Which is a fair point, John. But I mean, we're not talking about Leitrim winning it all the same. But it's still nice that it's not, well, it's certainly nice it's not Limerick. I won't say it's nice that it's not Kilkenny. I'd love if it was. But I can see why people think it's nice. It's neither Kilkenny nor Limerick this year. What about fans from other counties?
Well, this is
Need any?
I did, and fans, you know, they've been waiting such a long time for this Liam McCarthy Cup. 19 years for Cork, 11 years for Clare. I did get to meet fans from all over the place. Lots of them, they came up to do the GA Museum tour, including more Dub fans. You can't get rid of Dub fans. They're everywhere. Here we go. Here are some fans.
Two substandard teams playing, you know, won't be up to much. You know. Well, everyone else in Dublin is a culture, you know.
Everyone outside Dublin is a culture?
Yeah. I'm from the West, yes.
And you're excited about the match on Sunday?
Excited, yeah. Very good. I like hurling.
And you live around here?
I live local, yeah, on Clonliffe Road, yes.
So living on Clonliffe Road, living that close to Croke Park, you must have GAA in your veins?
Yes. Yes, it's the favourite sport.
Will you be going to the game?
Not at the moment, but possibly come 3 o'clock.
So you think a ticket's just going to somehow appear?
Somehow appear. It might. It has done before on the last hour. So that's why you're local. When you're local, you might benefit from that.
And you have your ear to the ground. You might be able to get a ticket.
Yes, possibly.
You're a Donegal man.
That's correct.
So you're standing very close to Croke Park at the moment. You're not looking for a ticket. You're just
I'm going
wandering
to a function
around.
There to a lady who has 10 All-Ireland Camogie medals.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. She's an aunt of my good wife's. She's 90 years of age and she's been, after all these years, she's now getting her just rewards. Her name is Kathleen Ryder originally. When she played for Dublin already, it's O'Malley now, but her name was Kathleen Ryder as a player.
Yeah, I look forward to the match on Sunday.
What is it you love about GAA?
It's very fun to play. Sometimes it's a bit hard to play too.
You're Cork fans. We've got the family here. We've got the Cork colours out. How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, very excited. Looking forward. It's been a while, so looking forward to a good day on Sunday, hopefully, and a good result.
So you're at Croke Park at the moment?
Yeah, we're actually just going doing the tour, so we're making the most of the weekend.
So you're making a full weekend of it?
Yes, we are, yeah, so we're really looking forward to it.
And you've got the kids here in their jerseys.
Cork going to win. You tell them you've been to all the matches, go on.
You've been up to all the games, you've a massive Kinetto, it's absolutely huge, size of your head. You're in the Cork colours. What do you love about GAA?
I like hurling.
And why do you love it?
I like playing it.
And you've been to all the matches?
Yeah.
And who's your favourite?
Tim.
So you're from Australia with Irish heritage?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And do you like hurling? Do you like GAA?
Yeah, I do.
The build-up, the excitement.
I think Clare are going to win. But they've been playing excellent all season and I think this is Clare's time now to shine and I think they're going to bring it home.
All right. Some of the fans, including a taciturn Australian there. Yeah, I do. That was it. Yeah, I do. Thanks, Henry. Listen, thank you, Henry. Dan says, Kieran, don't forget to remind the Cork and Clare supporters, Kilkenny still lead the Roll of Honour by a healthy 6 All-Irelands up the Borough. says Dan. Dan, up the Borough indeed. They hardly need reminding, I don't think. Actually, Henry was talking about the Examiner Sport, the Irish Examiner Sport Friday edition that he handed me. And Paul Rouse, the historian in UCD, is a great writer as well and a great historian and always an interesting contributor when I hear him on Off the Ball or Elsewhere, has a brilliant piece today, kind of the fragmentary history of hurling. It includes a reference in 1366 AD in a poem by Guthrig Fionn O'Dolig to Donal MacDonald MacArthur, in which he implores the new king to leave down the command and pick up the sword. There you go, Henry. Thank you very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.